कुंज बिहारी रे। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, कुंज बिहारी जय। गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय, गिरिवर धारी जय। गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय, गोपीजन लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन रंजन। यमुना तीर बन चारी, यमुना तीर बन चारी, यमुना तीर बन चारी, तीर बन चारी जय। राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय, कुंज बिहारी जय। राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय, कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी श्री राधे। जय गौर निताई, जय गौर निताई, गौर निताई जय गौर निताई। गौरनिताई जय गौरनिताई, जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, जय जय प्रभुपाद, जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, जय 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 गुरुदेव गुरुदेव गुरुदेव, जय जय गुरुदेव। हरे नाम संकीर्तन महायज्ञ की जय, श्री प्रभुपाद महाराज की जय, चरंतराय श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, श्रीमद् वैष्णव वृंद की जय, हरे नाम संकीर्तन महायज्ञ की जय। हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण। प्रैक्टिकली स्पीकिंग, this is a very difficult position for me, to speak before such an elevated audience where we are. I am usually preaching in Surat to our students who are very new devotees generally. And we speak over here. Namachintani Mataji is here, and maybe Bhakti Vrindavan Madhujain, Radha Madan Gopal Prabhu is here. They are just my teachers. So as a student, I am speaking before my teachers, whatever I have learnt, what I am learning, for the pleasure of Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj, for my purification. And I just agreed to speak to gain some confidence speaking before such an audience. And this is very difficult for me to speak in English also. Usually we are always speaking Hindi, preaching in Hindi. But I'll try my whatever level best to narrate something, what I have learnt and realized in my life, whatever I can remember. I did not bring any of my notes also from Surat. I just came here to listen and to serve Guru Maharaj. So please forgive me for if anything is not of the standard. But since Prabhupada has given such a opportunity, such a system, that we share our realizations for our purification, for gaining confidence of the pleasure of our gurus and Vaishnavas. So on that level, I'm just trying to speak. Please accept me. Hare Krishna. Canto 4, chapter 29, text 81. The discussion is going on between Narad Muni and King Prachinvari. Prachinvari Rajarshi. Prachinvari Rajarshi. Prajar Sarga Abhirakshane. Prajar Sarga Abhirakshane. Adish Putra Nagamas. Adishya putran agamat tapase kapilasramam tapase kapilasramam prachinvari rajarshi prajar sargabhirakshane adishya putran agamat tapase kapilasramam. Prachin Varshi Rajarshi Praja Sarga Virakshane Adishya Putran Agamana Kapile Nidhasman. Prachin Varshi Rajarshi Jasargabhirakshane Adishya Putragamana Tapase Kapilasramam Prachin Varri Rajarshi Jasargabhirakshane Aditra Putra Nagamat Tapase Kapilasramam. Vishwamacharan Prabhu, what do you like? Prachin Varhi Rajarshi Prajar Sargabhirakshane Aditra Putra Nagamat Tapase Kapilasramam. Mataji. Prachin Varhi Rajarshi Prajar Sargabhirakshane Adishya Putra Nagamat Tapase Kapilasramam Prachin Varri Rajarshi Prajar Sargabhirakshane Adishya Putra Nagamat Tapase Kapilasramam Prachin Varri Rajarshi Prajar Sargabhirakshane Adishya Putran Agamat Kapile Kapilasramam. Word to word translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Prachin Varri किंग प्राचीन वर्री राजर्षि द सेंटली किंग पुत्र सर्ग प्रजा सर्ग द मास ऑफ सिटीजन्स अभिरक्षणे टू प्रोटेक्ट आदिश्य आफ्टर ऑर्डरिंग पुत्रान हिज सन्स अगमत डिपार्टेड तपसे फॉर अंडरगोइंग ऑस्टेरिटीज कपिल आश्रमम टू द होली प्लेस नोन एज कपिल आश्रम. Translation by Srila Prabhupada ji ki jai. In the presence of his ministers, the saintly king Prachinavari left orders for his sons to protect the citizens. He then left home and went off to undergo austerities in a holy place known as Kapilasram. Purport. The word Prajasarga is very important in this verse. When the saintly king Prachinavari was induced by the great sage Narada to leave home and take the devotional service of the Lord, his sons had not yet returned from their austerities in the water. However, he did not wait for their return, but simply left messages to the effect that his sons were to protect the mass of citizens. According to Veer Raghavacharya, such protection means organizing the citizens into the specific divisions of the four varnas and four ashramas. It was the responsibility of the royal order to see that the citizens were following the regulatory principles of the four varnas, namely Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, and the ashramas, namely Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. It is very difficult to rule citizens in the kingdom without organizing his varnasram dharma. To rule the mass of citizens in a state and keep them in a complete progressive order is not possible simply by passing laws every year in legislative assembly. The varnasram dharma is essential in a good government. One class of men, the brahmanas, must be intelligent and brahmanically qualified. Another class must be trained in administrative work, Kshatriya, another in mercantile business, Vaishya, and another simply in labor, Shudra. These four classes of men are already there according to nature, but it is the government's duty to see that all four of these classes follow the principles of their varnas methodically. This is called abhirakshana or protection. It is significant that when Maharaj Prachinavari was convinced of the goal of life through the instructions of Narada, he did not wait even a moment to see his son's return, but left immediately. There were many things to be done upon the return of his sons, but he simply left them a message. He knew what his prime duty was. He simply left instructions for his sons and went off for the purpose of spiritual advancement. This is the system of Vedic civilization. Sridhar Swami informs us that Kapilasram is located at the confluence of the Ganges and the Bay of Bengal, a place known now as Ganga Sagar. This place is still famous as a place of pilgrimage, and many millions of people gather there every year on the day of Makar Sankranti and take bath. It is called Kapilasram because of Lord Kapila living there to perform his austerities and penances. Lord Kapila propounded the Sankhya system of philosophy. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militayana Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिने इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितम येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यम ददाति स्वपदांतिकम वंदेहम श्री गुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं साअवधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्विताश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ब्रजभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 नाम हरे नाम इव केवलम कलौ नास्तेव 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 गतिर्निथा तणादपि सुनीचेन तरोरपि सहिष्णुना अमानिना मानदेन कीर्तनीय सदा हरि मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरं परमानंदमाधवं ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी हरे कृष्ण इन दिस पर्टिकुलर चैप्टर वी ऑब्जर्व वन ऑफ द वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट The spiritual knowledge or the very purpose of human life, one can get the enlightenment only by an enlightened person. Although King Prachinavari was performing so many austerities and so much karma kanda and having good knowledge about the scriptures also, but without coming in contact with a spiritually enlightened person, the Guru, one cannot understand the real purpose of human life and cannot. This spiritual knowledge is always transmitted through the medium of oral reception from the Guru. And that is why we see all these great saints wander and travel on earth at different places to spread this Krishna consciousness, to give this knowledge of the essence of the scriptures. Once His Holiness Radha Govind Goswami Maharaj was telling, Bhagavatam is the really essence of all the scriptures and giving us the perfect knowledge. And without understanding Bhagavatam, one cannot really perform pure devotional service. Vyasadeva gave birth to one Shukdev Goswami who narrated Bhagavatam and gave us this wonderful literature. But we see the beauty of Srila Prabhupada. He prescribed such a system that he generated or gave birth to thousands and thousands of Shukdev Goswami who are narrating Bhagavatam every day all over the earth planet in a very, very practical, deeply realized way. And enlightening the society. And Bhagavatam is such a grantha, a scripture. And Prabhupada demonstrated, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada in this parampara has demonstrated that what is the potency of Harinam, what is the potency of this Krishna conscious process, that anyone from any level, any stage of Naradham, just become Narottam in very few इस वेरी लिटिल टाइम जस्ट बाई फॉलोइंग दिस कृष्ण कॉन्शियस प्रोसेस हरिनाम एंड रीडिंग भागवतम. सो वी फील वी आर सो फॉर्चुनेट विदाउट एनी बैकग्राउंड एलिजिबिलिटी एंड वी आर गेटिंग सच ए वंडरफुल वंडरफुल प्रोसेस टू अटेन द हाइस्ट परफेक्शन ऑफ ह्यूमन लाइफ आफ्टर ट्रेवलिंग सो मैनी लाइफ टाइम्स इन मैनी स्पीसीज ऑफ लाइफ. We can see the greatness of Lord Krishna only through his internal associates and devotees, how Lord protects them, how Lord loves them, and how much they are dedicated and having loyalty to the Lord. Similarly, we understand the greatness of the Prabhupada not just by reading his books or everything, but by coming in association with his followers, his devotees, our gurus. How much they love Prabhupada, how much they have dedicated their life to Srila Prabhupada, and how Prabhupada had trained them, guided them, and gave the process to spread the Krishna consciousness in such a wonderful, such a practical, such a simple way. So we are very much grateful to all our gurus, Prabhupada disciples also. Once I was telling to Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada gave us many gifts, his books, his lectures, his conversations, his temples, his festivals, prasadam, harinam, everything. But the greatest of the gift is his disciples. When we observe them, how they deal with the devotees, with the other people, with the management and everything, and this gives us the real understanding what is real Krishna consciousness, how to practice it, apply it in our life. Here we see when Prachinvari got enlightened by instruction of Narad Muni. He simply left the instruction for their children, for their sons, who were doing austerity in the water. They had to take care of the citizens. No other instruction. In our life, we may plan many things to tell our children, to leave a legacy and so many things. But that is no significant in real sense. When Birlaji left some instructions to his children for his forthcoming generations. He simply gave them the instruction that all of them should work just like only trustee, not like the owner of such a big empire. One of the greatest greatness of Srila Prabhupada is he observed minutely the need of the society in present modern times. What is the root cause of all the problems, and that is bodily conception. There are so many great saints who are having so much deep knowledge about the scriptures and having very good organization, very famous. But we see the specialty and uniqueness of the Prabhupada. He highly emphasized on the, you are not the body, but you are soul. And what is the real object of life? Who is really God, how to please the Lord, and how to go back to home, go to, back to Godhead. So we are very fortunate to come in contact with this Krishna consciousness movement with Srila Prabhupada and his followers. And very easily, in a very simple manner, we have got the Harinam and this process. And how this process can be universally applied by everyone, engaging all our senses, need of scripture study every day. Many people are giving Bhagavatam and otherwise doing some parupkar work. But how many of them are giving such much stress on reading Bhagavatam, a regulated life, Vaishnava association, such temples, beautiful temples, such a nice deity worship, and distribution of mass prasadam. Once Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj was asking, there are so many temples of Radha Krishna in Vrindavan, and they are also doing Hari Bhajan. But why is Koni successful? Although they are also Vaishnavas, nice Vaishnavas. So Maharaj is telling, because we are worshipping Lord Chaitanya and Panchatattva, and singing this Panchatattva Mantra, because by mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only, the Vrindavan is manifested again before us by his disciples or Goswamis. So this we have to remember, being in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, our main thing is to understand the mercy, magnanimousness of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Panchatattva, and all these about Vaishnava Acharyas and Goswamis. So this will continue his mercy, his causeless mercy. Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj gave very good instructions. One of the instructions is, our process is just repetition and reminder. The basic thing we have already known, which are fundamentally perfect in itself. So simply just repeat these instructions given by Srila Prabhupada. And not so many instructions, very simple, very few instructions. How we can get perfection of life? Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, by serving Vaishnavas, and honoring prasadam and reading these scriptures. So we have to simply focus on these things barambar, again and again. Now we are here in Govardhan Eco Village, Vada. This is just a bridge, Vrindavan. There are five kinds of Vrindavan. One is originally Golok Dham in the spiritual world, where we want to go back. Second is Bham Vrindavan in the UP, Mathura district. Third is unmanifested Vrindavan, which is covered by Yog Maya, but having some potency, and non-devotee cannot realize this. But devotees have their this loving Prem Chakshu, Premanja Srid Bhakti Vidochinena. And fourth is the Vrindavan which Prabhupada carried all over the world, which is Hridayastha Vrindavan. Who have realized this Vrindavan and carrying Vrindavan, the Vrindavan mood in their heart. And this is where we are sitting here now, is Sthapit Vrindavan by Parapujadana Swami Maharaj. And we are very much grateful to Maharaj and all his, these wonderful, wonderful members, devotees, disciples who are taking care of and developing this place, which is non-different from Vrindavan. Many of Prabhupada disciples have already told that we are having, in one sense, better relation over here, better sadhana over here, in a very peaceful atmosphere, spiritual atmosphere. Now in Vrindavan, there's so much commercialization taking place, but here it's very peaceful, very nice association, the real purpose of going to Vrindavan. We can realize very nicely, we are not short of sadhan. Now everything is so easily available in a very perfect manner, but we are short of sadhana. So we have to focus upon this thing, that the beauty of this Prabhupada movement is so many places, particularly in Mayavadi organizations, they are highly insisting about the seva, 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 but not on sadhana. Or Lord Krishna says we get connection with Lord Krishna through our sadhana. Tesham satyuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhyojamtam. Unless we link ourselves with the sadhana process given by Srila Prabhupada in the morning, particularly specially, and whole day, we cannot get the direct inspiration from the Lord. So this very good connection. His Holiness Radha Swami Maharaj has many wonderful quotes I am having with me right now also. Some 16 sections, but I will not take that right now whole. The greatest leader is not someone who is the only leader. The greatest leader is one who inspires others to be leaders. There are many wonderful instructions by Radha Swami Maharaj and all these about gurus. Radhishyam Prabhu says, nothing in this world has the ability to give us full satisfaction except Krishna consciousness. We are having two gurus. One is our guru and one is our foolish mind, which is, you know, this practicing stage, in the very beginning stage like mine, just drive us and try to deviate us. Once I wrote to Guru Maharaj also, after taking initiation, Guru Maharaj, actually I am not your servant, I am not your disciple. Because I am servant of my mind, and how can I serve two gurus together who are just opposed to each other? Please bless me so that I can just get rid of this foolish guru and come to your surrender, your lotus feet. Isliye there is saying, man moji, maya ka phauji. the mind, the person who is doing this twisted by his mind is just an agent of Maya, nothing else. This one kahavad, man ke mate na chaliye, man ke mate hajar. It will just drive us here and there, here and there, here and there. In the material world, money is the driving force who is kicking and inviting us for so many things. But in the spiritual life, we see compassion is the driving force. The more we get compassion, the more we are inspired to practice and preach nicely. We have two choices before us. Either to see the possibility in difficulty, or we can see the difficulty in possibility. These are our choices. So there's always some positive side of every adverse situation, as we see in Bhagavatam at many places. So it is told that action is not within our control, but reaction is within our control. Is that what we are learning over here? How Parikshit Maharaj responded, how Prahlad Maharaj responded, how Pandava responded. So we are learning here how to respond. That is within our control, and that we are learning. We see Prabhupada gave us many festivals. There is one name in Gopal Sastranam. Nitya Savo, Nitya Sokcho, Nitya Sri, Nitya Mangala. Bhagavan Krishna, because it's Golok. Not every day, but every moment is Usava. So festivals are the mother of devotion. And these are the opportunities before us to engage our senses and mind fully and to attract many people through the festivals. Prabhupada gave everything in perfect manner, left nothing which is required. Prabhupada says, you should think globally and act locally. We can plan big things but not did it. Sadhana is our fuel in Krishna consciousness. And that is why so much insistence is given upon these things, early morning chanting, attentive chanting, reading Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavatam, and attending morning program. Particularly Giridhar Swami Maharaj highly insists for this thing, that we should attend whole morning program. It purifies the heart very quickly. And we are living a regulated life. So sadhana is our fuel in Krishna consciousness life. And Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj says, we become valuable by our valuable service. When we serve nicely, then we become nice also. One thing what I have learned, and very important, very simple, but very important, very significant, is we should always remain in the packing mode. When we have to go back, when we have to leave this world, we don't know. Jivan anitya janiye sar, tahe nana vidhi vipad bhar, nama sekar jatan tumi thaka apan kaj bhakti no thakur insists. A very important line. So life is very short. It still is uncertain and full of sufferings and struggles and challenges. So we should realize this thing that we are not here for a long time or for a minute. So we should always remain in packing mode. One thing which is Yamuna Mataji particularly told, one of the big problems in ISKCON is sense of enlightenment, entitlement, which is completely contradictory to devotional service. And for this, we have to learn only one thing. One thing very important in this world is to tolerate. And this tolerance is very easy to obtain also, although very difficult. But if simply we can focus our attention only one aspect, whom I want to please ultimately. Our focus is right now to please this, that, this, that, this, that. Our senses, our relatives, our this, that. But if we can focus on one point, to please Sri Guru and Gauranga, Yasya Prasada, Bhagavat Prasado, everything is just improved gradually, very quickly. And we can tolerate so many difficult situations. We can perform wonderful things. And what is difficult for a person who has set this target to please Guru, Srila Prabhupada, and serve the Vaishnavas. And for this, we have to become humble. Either we should become humble, or otherwise, Lord will make us humble. For this, we have to tolerate the temporary inconvenience for permanent convenience. The teachings are so significant, so simple, so powerful. There are so many problems in the world, but these problems don't affect us. So many accidents are taking place everywhere, every day, every moment. And so many things are taking place. But when we treat it as my own problem, then we feel suffering. So this is universal problem. This place is full of problems. Padam padam jabhyadam natesham. So we have to accept the situation. This is going to happen over here. In the very beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Lord is himself told, we have to learn to tolerate these things because, and these problems are not permanent. Agam apayano. The most significant word is anitya. With these three words, these are all very temporary. Today the situation may be good, then bad, then good. So we have to understand this is agam apayano. And one who can tolerate this comfortably, happily, that I am at this place, which is going eventually, it's going to happen. That person is really not deviated or affected by this situation, get the real nectar of life. We sometimes feel dissatisfaction, and the root cause of dissatisfaction is ungrateful heart. We forget what we are getting. Once Dwarkadhi Prabhu, Dr. Dwarkadhi Prabhu was telling, sometimes we are having some more expectations with our gurus also and the seniors also. Guru has already given us the best, whatever possible, is Harinam and Vaishnava Association. What remained over there? So when we forget this significance, the significant importance of these gifts, and we do not remain grateful, then we feel dissatisfaction and over-expectation, undue expectations. So many anarthas comes automatically by that. Prabhupada says, I have come here to give that happiness which is unexhaustible. This permanent happiness, internal happiness, real happiness. Radha Swami Maharaj says, to the degree we feel we are great, to the degree we forget Krishna and his greatness. As much as we try to read, hear, listen, preach, meditate upon the greatness of the Lord and his devotees, naturally we get humbled and we feel grateful and happy. So all these things, whatever we are learning here, are just what we are getting from Srila Prabhupada and our gurus. So if any credit is there for these things, this is for them. We are just repeating, and whatever we can remember, we can meditate upon, we get purified, happy. The difference between a great soul and an ordinary soul is, the great soul is one who knows how to convert difficulties into mercy. That is the difference. Difficulty will always be there, but great souls know this is boon in disguise. Yes, Parikshit Maharaj, Pandavas, Prahlad Maharaj, all these reflected. Yesterday, one devotee asked Girdhar Swami Maharaj, Maharaj, I cook and offer to the Lord what I like. So what should I do? Maharaj told, it is okay. But the main thing is, Lord accepts the devotion with which you are offering the thing, not the thing itself. Wonderful, wonderful point. Here see, in this particular chapter, and particularly in this particular verse and purport, Sri Prabhupada is highlighting the significance of Varnashram Dharma, which is the foundation of human life. Sometimes some devotees tell, ISKCON, they are giving us Brahman initiation. We feel we are Brahman, or they are Brahmans. But are they doing the Brahman guna and karma? This point comes. Please help me to clarify this situation, Adhikesha Prabhu. We are getting Brahman initiation. And when Brahman initiation means they are doing the Brahmanical works with all the Brahmanical qualities. But sometimes somebody is serving, somebody is doing some profession, somebody is doing something else. How we can call them the Brahmanas? How they are Brahmanas? Brahman initiated officially, spiritually. Buriyani, you want to help me? You tell Rauji, I am just asking this question for my own understanding. Radha Madan Gopal Prabhu. Is it bona fide Brahman or not? They are worshipping the deities, they are doing all the yajnas, all these things also.
I remember Prabhupada saying that in the society we need Brahmanas. That means qualities, is it?
Qualities, yes.
Society is in need of people of good qualities.
True.
So when we are given Brahman initiation, of course it's a great responsibility. That we may be by Varna, we may be doing some profession, but what is needed is qualities.
True.
Which we are responsible.
Very true.
We may not be up to the mark, but the responsibility always remains.
Yeah, and that is the point actually, true, what you told. And without the Brahmana, the society cannot run properly. And Brahman is like the head. The most important part of the body is the head. Even if somebody is having any problem in the hands, legs, stomach, kidney, this, that, the system goes on. When the mind is paralyzed, whole body is paralyzed. So Brahman is like the head. The main thing what I understood, I thought, okay, how it is so. Actually, this initiation means we are starting to develop the Brahmanical qualities and the Brahmanical works. And practically, we also observe, after getting Brahman initiation or practicing Krishna consciousness, everyone, from whatever level one starts, they develop the good qualities, Brahmanical qualities. Brahman, what devotees are doing after getting Brahman initiation and practicing Krishna consciousness, they are studying the scriptures, propagating this scriptural knowledge to others. They are trying to control their senses, they are trying to control their other bad qualities. They are developing good Brahmanical qualities naturally. Bhakti Bhagavata Genchana, Sarve Sura. So they are already developing these Brahmanical qualities. They are doing so many Brahmanical works, and gradually, as you retired and came here, left all your other aspects. So they're pure Brahmanas. And this is not, as you told by Varna, we find in Bhagavatam many Kshatriya kings and their children have performed the Brahmanical activities, like in Navayogendra. They are king of a Kshatriya, but they accepted the Brahmanical qualities, so they are real Brahmanas. This is not by Janma, but by Guna and Karma. So in ISKCON, when we get this Brahman initiation, practically, because sometimes this is a confusing position for many devotees, that he has become Brahman, got Brahman initiation, he's doing some job somewhere and getting salary and living just like other people. But internally we see they are developing these qualities with time. It's not just artificial or just a formality. It is real happening that they are doing Brahmanical works, developing Brahmanical qualities naturally. Like that. So here, this Narad Muni, when instructed Prachin Varji, he just developed detachment, which is also part of Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayutta Janyatya Vairagyam. When he gave the instruction about the devotional service, very pure devotional service. Here, you see, in 13 verses, it is so highly emphasized about the devotional service. Sometimes people ask that in Bhagavad Gita, this Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, Dhyan Yoga and Bhakti Yoga. But when we come to the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita and particularly in Bhagavatam, everywhere so much stress, so much highlighted the devotional service and the real purpose of human life, or the conclusion is only devotional service. In many verses, particularly in this chapter also, Narad Muni highlighted the value and the result of devotional service. And how to develop detachment, which we see just by instructing Narada Muni awakened the detachment. And he left everything without any consideration that his children will come back, and simply instructed him to take care of the citizens, means to develop them, this Varnasam Dharma. So there are many things that Prabhupada gave us. So as much as we accept and follow these instructions, we get purified. We are very much grateful to Param Pooja Sadhana Swami Maharaj and all these wonderful Vaishnavas who have developed such a nice place in Maharashtra, this replica of Vrindavan, and particularly for us, the devotees from Surat. We feel it was our second home, coming frequently here with many devotees. Very nice opportunity. All facilities are here, nice prasadam, nice association, nice stay, everything so high class. That we want to develop more close relationship with G.V. Wada. Very comfortable for us to come. We can come in the daytime and go back in the evening also, stay overnight. And now we are 14th. We are coming with a group of around 150 devotees from Surat. Many social people are also coming for the first time. Yesterday, one family came. They are Jain family. Day before yesterday, they came. They returned back. And it called my son Ruchir, who is organizing this yatra. I will come again after 2 days with my whole family, my children. Keep me room for me. They started booking around. How many rooms Ruchir booked earlier, first of all? Initially? 27 rooms they booked, but they are not hopeful that we will get so much people to join with this picnic retreat. Now they have got increased the number of rooms. They came to 47 rooms now, but they are short of still rooms. They need at least 10, 12 rooms more. Maybe by the last date, more number of rooms required. So this is the beauty of attraction of this place. And how many people are coming every day here, getting purified, getting taste of Krishna consciousness. Such a nice arrangement. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful thing. And but with this portion, where Prachinvari went to Ganga Sagar, today's 9th, 10th January, 15th is that day of Ganga Sagar Mela. Had this birth came after 4 or 5 days. So we went to Kapilasram near Ganga Sagar. So I'm thankful to all the devotees, particularly Gaurang Prabhu and Radha Madhava Prabhu. I was not at all agreed to speak here, but he insisted me. I'm thankful. I thought, yeah, it will give me some confidence, some blessings, and Guru Maharaj will be pleased if I speak here. So I accepted this service. Thank you very much for this. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Bhagavatam ki jai, Vaishnava Granth ki jai, Tathagata Gaura Granth, Hare Krishna.